For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. This year, March 17th, isn't just about green clovers and St. Patrick's Day celebrations. It is the day Floridians registered in the two major political parties get to vote in favor of their preferred candidate to represent their respective party in the November presidential election. I spoke to WGCU's Carrie Barber earlier today about the scene at her local polling location. So, Carrie, where are you right now?
I am at a polling place in Bonita Springs. It's my polling place. It's on 41, just north of Old 41.
And what does the scene look like over there?
It is pretty quiet. The guy who works here said there have been 35 people in to vote since 7 a.m. It's not normally a real raucous, crowded polling place, but I'd say that's pretty quiet even for this site.
And were the poll workers wearing any type of protective gear?
No, they were not wearing protective gear. And I noticed that all the poll workers' stations were filled. So in other words, there was no shortage of poll workers. And I asked one of them, do you feel nervous at all working today? And I got a quick no back. So I feel like people are just pleased to be doing the service. They really seem to have no worries about coronavirus or anything else.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, did the atmosphere seem fearful, or people were just going about their business as usual?
People were really just going about their business as usual. I mean, I noticed that we were sharing pens. You know, they're not cleaning off the desks in between the voters, but there are plenty of bottles of hand sanitizer all around. And so if you want to do that, you can, but the workers aren't, you know, manically cleaning between voters or anything like that.
Okay. And is there anything else that maybe you would like to share with us about your voting experience today?
Well, I just was going to say, I'm talking to you at about 10:30 a.m., and my husband was here about an hour ago. He said it was completely empty at about 9 or 9:30. So it seems that people are just kind of starting to roll in to vote. So we'll see how it goes with the returns.
All right, great. Thanks, Carrie, so much.
You're welcome.
That was a conversation I had earlier today with WGCU's Carrie Barber from her polling precinct in Bonita Springs. Polls for the presidential preference primary close tonight at 7 p.m. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.